What are you doing here this late? My brother isn't here. He's at the grocery store, replacing all the food he scarfed down. Did you forget some nerd shit in his room or something? Come inside. It's cold out. I don't need you getting sick, and then getting him sick, and then getting me sick. Can you even stay warm in that outfit? You really should take better care of yourself. Especially if you're going to be around my brother so much. He doesn't need any more bad influences around him. Anyway, are you hungry? Thirsty? You look like you're not drinking enough water. I'm not fussing. You could just answer the question instead of being difficult. Okay. Other than that, any good news to report? Or bad? I feel like anytime I see you, you're occupied with something. Me? Oh, you know, the usual. Work, hobbies. Boyfriend cheated on me, so I dumped him. And I'm slowly but surely eating my feelings. Yeah, I guess I get it, though. I have been overworking myself, and I didn't give him the time or the ego stroking he needed. Now I'm single for God knows how long because I'm boring and nothing ever happens around here. Don't look at me with those pity eyes. That's not going to magically fix shit. Anyway, here's some chicken and a biscuit. Eat something. Or don't. It's really whatever. What are you staring at? Have you noticed I gained weight too? Yeah, that was one of the many things he mentioned when he... I mean, when I broke it off. That I let myself go. But I've weighed myself. I've gained maybe 10 pounds and it's going to fluctuate down like it always does. I just get busy. And I love to eat good food. It's not that bad, is it? Look, I know that's a loaded question and you don't have to answer it. You're sweet. If I knew you were this nice, I probably would be more apt to hang out with you guys. Seriously, if you can put up with me being neurotic, I can put up with all your nerd shit. I mean, it is all nerd shit. Your little figurines and video game collections and board I don't know. All of the things that my brother seems to habitually obsess over. I mean, yeah, I obsess over music. But honestly, I'm probably kind of lame in that regard. I still listen to things that came out 20 plus years ago. Occasionally I'll listen to something current, but sometimes when I would talk to my ex about music, he would look at me like I was an old lady. Nothing wrong with being old, of course. I just don't think I'm there yet. Yeah, I collect vinyl, but I just love listening to records because the sound is so much more warm and rich, you know? Maybe I'll play some for you sometime. So, my brother won't be back for a little while. He always gets distracted by something. Do you want to make out? What? Clearly you find me attractive. We don't have to do anything intense. We can just kiss. I just hate small talk, and I haven't gotten any action in a while. Or we can sit here and keep talking about nothing, cosplaying as some sort of Seinfeld episode. If I knew you could kiss like this, I probably would have pulled you into a closet. Just for this. Why don't you position yourself a little under me? You know, let's just get comfortable. Yeah? Okay. Oh, we can't take our clothes off. What if my brother walks in? We just deny, deny, deny. Oh, you can touch my tits now. Grab them. Suck on them. Mm. It feels good. It's okay if we grind on each other like this, right? Bring that mouth back up here. Does it feel good? Keep playing with my tents. Let me grab your chest too. Don't worry, my hands aren't cold. Maybe you like that. Oh, I feel so nice. Gosh, you're cute. God, it's been a while. Morning clothes. You feel really, really, really good. God. That was really nice. Well, in the spirit of no small talk, we could just be close for a little while on the couch for the few minutes we have left before we get interrupted. Come here. You can rest your head on my chest, yeah. Don't fall asleep now. I will not have your drool on my hoodie.